Anyhow, one final question we asked the audience, Tom, and this, you know, really is a practical question. We asked the audience, you know, you have an 88-year-old patient who you would not give chemotherapy to, who's a non-smoker and presents with what appears to be metastatic lung cancer clinically. Do you do a biopsy on a patient like this? And should mutation testing be done? You know, for example, erlotinib empirically, I think that might have been done 3, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. Here the audience is pretty strong. Looks like the message got through, and it's exactly how the faculty responds to this. I kind of wonder, Alicia, whether this message has gotten to, you know, we talked about surgeons and pathologists. I wonder if it's gotten to pulmonologists. Are there people 88, 90 years old who are getting sent to hospice?
Yes. There's a very interesting publication in the JCO recently that looks at guideline-approved treatment based upon comorbidity scales and age. And in the 85-plus group, there's a huge amount of no treatment, or I would consider under-treatment in that population. So I think it happens a lot.
Alicia, do we have any sense for this, whether or not there are people out there who aren't getting biopsied, who are, you know, essentially older comorbidities and not, I mean, a TKI in a patient like that might be less toxic than a lot of the other meds they're already on?
In my practice setting, I'm not sure if there are a lot of older people who are not getting biopsied. That I tend to see people who have gotten biopsies, but I will say that I think that as a field, we are moving towards a much more collaborative environment with people like pulmonologists, surgeons, pathologists, as Corey mentioned earlier, because all of this molecular-directed treatment really relies on everyone being on the same page from the time the patient is getting the biopsy through the interpretation of their pathology, or else we won't get the answers we need.
I'd be curious, and maybe some of the audience knows, I've really been curious how often this might happen, because I'm not sure oncologists, particularly at tertiary care centers, are the people to ask, because you're seeing the patients are getting to you. Anybody who's seen any data on this would be interesting. I kind of am a little concerned that there are people getting lost out there.